The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International.
Freedom gives you the right to live with your fist clenched in the face of a holy God. If you live against light, you grope in darkness. If you live against truth, you're guided by lies. If you refuse love, hate, and bitterness, unforgiveness will prevail.
James and Betty invite you to break the chains of this world and find freedom in Christ. Next.
Well, welcome to Life Today. I'm James Robinson, and Betty and I are thrilled to be here with you. Betty, I've been, you know, even though I'm sitting here at a table, I've been just kind of preaching, maybe preaching a little more directly. Some of you say, boy, I like it. Do it all the time. You know that the fire in my bones, I communicate all the time with compassion and courage, but you know that I really believe with all my heart the church is the only hope freedom has and peace has, the family has. The future can only be secure by the influence and impact of the church. How do you feel about what I'm doing? You live with me all the time. You listen to me talk one-on-one. And many may say, does he consistently tell everybody he's around? You've been around him with presidents, leaders, business heads, church leaders. Is James always...
This is you. This is what God's put in you. And when it's just one-on-one, or if it's several people, or if it's a crowd, you still preach with God's love and in truth, or you share one-on-one with someone God's love. And, you know, I think if people could come to realize and know how much God loves you, and when you get that in your heart and know that when you're desperate, when you're hurting, he's there to put his arms around you and to hold you close and to walk you through anything that you're going through. And we've been through a lot the last year, James, with the virus and the dissension and the hate. And I think it's time that people are, I believe they're hungry to say, what is the truth? Well, it's God's Word and His love, and He wants to show you His truth in love.
Well, if deception prevails and the father of lies is the devil, there are two fathers. There are two major forces and powers in the invisible realm which impacts and basically controls the visible realm. There's the father of lies. He's the one that brings division and dissension. He's the one that brings death and destruction. Jesus said, you're a murderer. He told the most religious people that he ever talked to head on that they were of their father, the devil, not Abraham. And these were folks who were quoting Bible, but they were denying the Bible with their life. They tied it on their head on a string and on their wrists, but their hands and their mind did not confirm that belief. They were going through the motions. And listen to me. The Jesus that came, the promised Messiah, they hated because it wasn't the way they saw the Messiah coming like a mighty ruler to make them mighty rulers rather than people overflowing with love and compassion and courage and boldness to stand not against people, but against the deceiver, the murderer, his deception, the death to everything meaningful he brings. They stand against that force. They may have to fight. They may have to beat their plowshares into swords. There may come that time that they build with a trowel in one hand and a sword in the other to do what God wants, to defend the innocent. That may be, but that's not the real sword that changes everything. The sword that changes everything is the Word of God, the sword of the Lord. And the people that carry that sword are carried by that sword. but they take on the powers of the deceiver. Betty, deception is prevailing in our schools.
Yes,
it prevails in every area of entertainment. Now, listen to me. I'm not exaggerating. Deception prevails in mass media. The prince of the power of the air is taking over and wants to take over totally the airways. And the main message he wants to stop is the message of the King of Kings, a king other than Caesar, a king other than any source, the Messiah, the king that changes everything to the benefit of everyone who blesses. How can people be so mentally deranged, demented, defeated, deceived, that they would resist the love of one named Jesus and the Father that gave him to give us life, life now and forever, but will deliver us from the power of deception? The deceiver will be here, but we don't have to let him prevail. We don't have to let him influence us to change God's word into a lie and be defeated by deception. But I am telling you right now, the enemy is raging as never before against truth. It's not political partisan views being promoted. It's outright deception that's being promoted. And it's hatred. And it's masqueraded as though it's care for you. It's going to put you in prison. Do you know what freedom does? I've said this over and over. Don't miss it. Freedom gives you the right to live with your fist clenched in the face of a holy God. You are not forced to follow God. You're not a puppet. You're not God's robot. You're a living being in creation with freedom to choose what you love, who you love. You don't have to love God. You can clench your fist in His face. You can say, it's my life. Live it like I want to. I'll do what I know is right. He loves you that much to let you live that way. But He loves you too much not to tell you the consequences of living that way. If you live against light, you grope in darkness. If you live against truth, you're guided by lies. If you refuse love, hate, and bitterness, unforgiveness will prevail. Betty, I had everyone looking at Acts 4. You go back and just look at the boldness of these people who worked a miracle. Somebody that's been crippled all his life. The whole city knew it. He's healed instantly, a notable miracle. And they threatened these disciples that said, we don't have silver or gold, but such as we have, we give you in the name of Jesus life, health, a miracle. We give you a miracle. And they hated him for it. And the ones that worked the miracle said, you crucified the Messiah, the King of Kings. You hung him on a cross. But he's alive. And he's the only way to heaven. There's no other name. And they threatened and said, don't do this anymore. Don't speak anymore. They were going to put him in jail, but they could see there would be a big uprising. I mean, they think it wouldn't be like Philippi, where God tore down the doors and the prison walls and let Paul and Silas walk out. These people might tear down the prison because they've seen a notable miracle. But they said, we command you not to speak anymore in this name. They said, we can't help but speak it. There's not enough power in this earth to stop us from talking about the power that's in us, that's controlling us. Jeremiah said, his word is in me like a fire in my bones. I can't hold it in. Well, open your Bible. I want you to start having a Bible close when we come on. I know you'll need it with Sheila. You know that. Thank God for the way she teaches. She talks to a lot of wonderful people, too, just like we do. I want you to know that Betty and I find great joy in pointing at the greatness of Jesus in others. We want you to love us. We need your love. But you don't follow us. You follow the Jesus we point to. You don't follow any teacher. However much you appreciate them, you don't follow them. They're pointing you to the one teacher, to the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. You don't be distracted by the greatness of that teacher. We got enough of these little things starting like little clubs and pockets of denominational. We're still splitting theological hairs to our own demise. Stop it. Quit arguing about the things that haven't been settled in 100 years, 500 years, 1,000 years, 2,000. Quit arguing about it. We see through a glass darkly. We don't see as clearly as we like to think we do. So quit hating each other. There's so much that's so irrefutably, undeniably true. And God said, you can see it in everything I created. All right, now look at this. This is so amazing. But you hear these people that have been threatened, and they just go right on. But listen to what they said when they're talking about the God that made the heavens. Look at verse 25, Acts 4. Who by the Holy Spirit, through the mouth of our father David, thy servant, said, listen to this, because this is what's happening right now. It's intensifying. Why did the Gentiles rage, the unbelievers, those that don't know the Father, don't know God? They might even have a religion, but they don't know God. Why did the Gentiles rage and the people devise futile things and the kings of the earth, the powers, political power, king power, monarchies, emperors, the kings of the earth took their stand and the rulers were gathered together against what? Democrats, Republicans, liberals, conservatives, Pentecostals, Baptists, Catholics. Mm-mm. They were gathered together against the Lord and His Christ. That's what all deceivers are warring against. I don't care how sophisticated you are. I don't care how much you talk about how I'm a Catholic, a Protestant, I'm an evangelical. You make God sick. You make Him sick. I'll throw you up. Regurgitate. The enemy hates the truth. For truly in this city they were gathered together against thy holy servant Jesus, whom you anointed, both Herod and Pontius Pilate, with the Gentiles and the people of Israel, everybody that the deceivers got, the powers that be, the religious leaders. You were gathered together against the Christ. Now, Lord, take note of their threats against us and grant that thy bondservants, kingdom servants, sold out to you, we lost our life in your kingdom purpose to find it in all of its fullness. Jesus, who died, you now live in us, another of the same kind. This living Jesus, King of kings, Lord of lords, all power, living in this body. And we together are the temple that you're building into the fullness of the statue of Christ. We're that house being fitted together to reveal you in all of your glory. Because there's a kingdom prepared for us. But we're here to make your kingdom impact right now on planet Earth. We're not here to get out of here. We're here to get you in here in the fullness of your power. That's what these people were about. Now watch what they did, because this is what we have to do. Now, Lord, take note of their threats against us, against God's will, against transforming truth, against real freedom and liberty, against responsibility and accountability, against opportunity, against the opportunity to not see the sky as the limit, but God as the limit. No man can limit the potential of lives and clay in the master potter's hand, vessels of honor, commitment, success, transforming effect and blessings on the just and the unjust as you pour out the blessings of truth and the effect of your principles in place like the solid foundation, not like sand, the solid rock of truth upon which we build, and they withstand the force of any storm, any force the deceiver, the divider, the murderer can throw at us. It stands. My tabernacle, my temple, built not with stone, but with precious, beautiful lives, living stones. So take note of their threats, and grant your bondservants, kingdom servants, may speak thy word with confidence. Do you think I speak with confidence?
Absolutely.
You speak with confidence. A lot of people say we'd probably rather hear her. Look how sweet she is. You like this?
I love it.
Is this what you pray for a lot?
I do.
You think a lot of people pray for this?
I think they do.
To flow out of every truth teller on the planet. Let the truth flow out of you fearlessly, faithfully, full of love and compassion and conviction. Okay. We want to speak your word with confidence while you extend your hand to heal and signs and wonders take place through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. And Betty, we've seen it. Mm-hmm. Not a single miracle. You would have your breath taken if you knew the miracles we've watched this week. They are as equal to anything in this book. Anything. I think even beyond sometimes. He is the same. We just need to release that power. And boy, you let the family of God come together in supernatural unity, and we're going to release a force on planet Earth that's only been glimpsed, that can be manifest continually through the yielded body of Christ, not sniping each other, amputating one another, but coming together in the fullness of His power and glory to shake hell and to shake the gates of hell right off their hinges and set captives free. Okay, here's what they did, Betty. This is what we do. And when they had prayed, verse 31, just circle it, highlight it, memorize it. And when they had prayed, the place where they gathered together was shaken. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit. And buddy, that means filled to overflowing with the Spirit. It's just an overflow of the living Jesus flowing out of us. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak the word of God with boldness. And they did it as long as they were breathing. And the true committed to Christ church is still doing it. I have now been doing it 60 years publicly from the time God called me. I was already a witness, but boy, what a witness I became when I released the message for 60 years, Betty, all over the world to the highest powers, to the lowest of the low, the wealthiest of the wealthy, the poorest of the poor. The same Jesus preached with confidence and with boldness. And then if you look at the last verses, just meditate on these. Great way to close when we're talking about getting water for people who don't have water. They said, we don't own anything. Why? Because God owns it all. Starting with us, and all we oversee, it's God's. We're just the overseer of what God has entrusted to our watch care, including all of our money. And there was no need that could be met they didn't meet. That is exactly what can happen today. If the message of truth in the church would flow freely to the leaders in Washington, we can show them that you can meet needs without making people dependent and making them unaccountable, irresponsible, still living the way they want to live, nobody overseeing them. You don't throw money at problems. You address a problem with the same compassion and love they address that cripple with at the gate that couldn't walk. All of the poor Jesus addressed with love. That's how He does it today. And when you show people the truth, you teach them accountability and responsibility, and you give visual oversight. You don't leave it up to Pharaoh or Uncle Sam or some legislator or some bureaucrat to oversee. They don't oversee. Love. Without a love connection, you are wasting money. You might as well throw it in the air. Without oversight, accountability, and responsibility, you are sowing destruction. Father, deliver us from the paths of destruction. Deliver us from the deceiver's grip and set the church free to proclaim your truth in the power of your Holy Spirit in love, fearlessly, boldly. That prayer is for you who know Him. You don't know Him, you call that number there. That's a prayer line. You can call 24 hours a day. Say, I want to know this living Jesus. I want to lose my life to find it in His kingdom purpose. You call someone to pray with you. And then remember this. just like those last verses in that fourth chapter of Acts, you start getting, that was no way socialism, not a second of it. It was, we have so much love, we're going to meet needs and we're going to give oversight. And you can read the next chapter and see what kind of oversight God gives to what he's told you to trust to him. And don't lie. Don't be deceptive. All right? Betty, we're in our last week, Water for Life. This emphasis on 350 wells. You know we need a miracle response. So we just ask you, please do what God leads you to do.
Imagine living in a village where people are dying on a regular basis, all because of the water. Is this a water source for the village, Armel?
Yes, that's the water source for the village.
And they drink that?
Yeah, they do.
Wow. What do you see in this cup? What we don't see is what should really alarm us. All types of germs and diseases are in this one little cup of water. We've heard countless stories already of how many people have lost children from drinking this water. They have no other choice. They have no choice than to drink this germ-infested water. We have a choice, and we can drill a well in this very village. We can drill down and bring clean, beautiful water that will bring life to this village. We can stop the deaths. We can stop the burials. We can stop the tears and bring beautiful, clean water to this village who desperately need a touch of God's love.
God bless you, Ralph. I don't know how many of you know, but our mission director said goodbye to his wife just a couple of years ago. They never stopped going to the ends of the earth. Ralph, we love you. A lot of people have said goodbye to somebody, and I've said goodbye to a lot of our lifetime friends. And the age, at our age, 77, we've said goodbye to a lot. We've lost some to COVID. I just need to say something to you, though. I don't have much time at this point in the program to ask for your help to drill the wells, but this is our last week. And we really need a lot of people who can give a well to give one. They're $4,800. Or maybe give half a well, 24, and pray, God, get somebody to join me now. We got a well. 1,200, three people joining. I don't know what you can do. But we need a miracle response today, Betty. And I spent my time today just really preaching the word and getting you to stand in the face of the deceiver and the destroyer and make a kingdom impact on planet Earth for the glory of God. And I'm telling you, there is no greater impact than you make when you love people who are the least of these. Jesus called that the real manifestation of who the sheep are. So I'm asking you right now, would you go get your bank card, use it like a check, make the greatest gift you can, knowing this, please, listen, you're giving the greatest gift of all, life itself. And you're going to give water for life, and the missionaries are going to tell them about the water of life that's flowing through you. At whatever level you can help, this last week, we need the best gift you can make because it's the great gift of life. Would you please go online, dial that number, use that card like a check. If you write a check, call us and tell us you're putting it in the mail. Thank you so much.
Dirty, disease-filled water. How desperate would a mother need to be to consider giving this contaminated substance to her child? For many mothers and their families living in extreme poverty, this is their only choice. But with your help, they won't have to make this choice ever again. Mission Water for Life provides clean, disease-free water for thousands of children and their families, giving them a life free from the fear of death. With your gift today, you can help drill and establish 350 water wells this year. Your gift of $24 will help provide clean water for 5 children. A gift of $48 will help provide for 10. $72 will provide for 15. And $144 will help provide life-giving water for 30 people for a lifetime. With your gift, we'll send you Speak Your Name, devotions and declarations on the reality of Jesus. Filled with stunning imagery, these 40 encouraging devotions by Lainey Renee serve as a reminder of the power of Jesus' name. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the Be Refreshed pitcher. This beautiful ceramic pitcher is decorated with Proverbs 11:25 and is sure to make a lovely addition to your table or home. Finally, please consider a gift of $1,200 to help provide water for 250 people, or a gift of $4,800 to help sponsor a complete well. And you may request our brand new inspiring bronze sculpture, Divine Servant. This is the last week. Please call, write, or make your gift online.
Well, I want to thank you for letting me share not just my heart, but God's heart. That's right. Do you feel like you heard God's heart,
absolutely,
honey?
Absolutely, absolutely. I believe you did too.
I want to ask you to make the best gift you can. This is the last week. Tomorrow's the last day. Father, we need a miracle. Mm-hmm. There's somebody that hadn't ever thought they could give a well. And right now, they're hearing you tell them they can. And I think they're going to do it joyfully. Make us like those Christians at the end of Acts chapter 4. Let us live with that spirit in Jesus' name. Let me just say I love you, dear. I want to look into your eyes like I'm sitting right there, right across from you. We really do love you. I wish we could know you. We're looking forward to the time that we can be with people in this studio again. We've tried to honor the wisdom that's being offered and trying to be careful and wise, but we're not fearful. But I want to tell you something. I love you more than I can ever express adequately. And you have helped us love people with the love of God where they can see it. Thank you so much for your help. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your love. God bless y'all. Let's keep sharing life.
And here I was, just plucked out of the pit and given this opportunity for a whole new life.
The transformation of a life that was trafficked. Next week. Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of Life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.